Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
What's up? We're here. We're ready. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Now, usually we go around the room and we all say a little something that's happening in our lives. And this is going to be similar to that, but I have so many updates that people want. So we're going to go around the room. And if there's an update, you guys give it. So let's go.
You ready? Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
First of all, can we get an update on Eddie's no parenting Sundays? So tell everybody what that is and then the update on it.
So no parenting Sunday was something my wife and I came up with that, you know, we're just going to take Sundays off. Like not neglect our kids completely, but we weren't going to parent them in the way we normally do Monday through whatever, all the other days. And so it's
sounds
just
kind of like neglect to me, but anyway, go ahead.
No. We're still around.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
You need food. There's food.
You point instead of make.
No, we make the food.
Got it.
We're just not like, eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So anyway, with football happening, I mean, yeah, I think we're in full effect. For sure for me. Like, football Sundays, dude, I'm not around. Like, I'm on the couch.
Yeah, but is it deliberate, meaning you guys have decided, or are you just being lazy?
No, I think it's just me being lazy. Because my wife's still like,
she still has parenting Sunday.
We're going to take him to the trampoline park. You want to come with us? Nah, I'm good. I'll be on the couch.
So do you sidebar that whole, you know, 1 hour dedicated time individually to each kid?
It was 1 hour a week, Amy, and yes.
With each child.
Yeah, that's 4 hours a week.
Okay. It's
so no parenting Sunday.
Still happening for me.
But it's not really happening. You're just bailing out of parenting.
Just because of football, yeah.
Okay, all right. Another one, here we go.
You ready? Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
An update on the spider bite that Morgan number two had on her.
Well, it's definitely not staff, Eddie. I'm not sure.
Thank goodness.
Where that came from.
That staff would have been bad news if it would have been. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not staff. It's definitely shrinking in size. I did draw a circle around it, and it's shrinked within that circle that I originally drew the day that I told you guys about it. Mm-hmm. The hard thing is still kind of there, so something might still be inside, but I don't think I'm poisoned.
Are you going to the doctor? Or do you feel like you're good since it's shrinking? You're just going to let it be?
I think I'm just going to let it be. I mean, I don't have any, like, I haven't passed out. I haven't, like, thrown up or anything. I feel like that's the
good
sign
enough
of
for me.
Poisoning.
Hey, good enough for me.
Is that the rule? If it's shrinking, don't go to the doctor?
I think if it grows, it's a spider bite or it's a bite of some kind. I don't know about the shrinking
infected.
And don't grow.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's what she, you know, her body.
As long as you don't pass out, you're good.
Yeah. Or vomit.
Yeah.
Apparently. Okay. Thank you very much.
You ready? Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
Amy, when you had pulled your earring out and it ripped your ear all the way down. So what's the update on your ear?
Oh, I went to see Dr. Lucky. I've gone to her office like 3 times since so she can check on it. And I finally got the last little Band-Aid thing off that was holding it together. And she said that I can come back in 3 weeks. And if it looks good, she'll re-pierce it for me.
Really?
So
I'm looking good.
So she's a Claire's as well.
Yeah. Ooh. No, she was like, please let me pierce it, because if you don't pierce it in the right spot, it could just potentially rip right through again. Oh. And so I trust a plastic surgeon with where to put the hole.
And for those that are asking themselves quietly to themselves in the car, the plastic surgeon came up here to the studio because Amy was talking about how she ripped it out with her own hand.
I was talking with my hands. It was already on its last little, like, it had ripped a lot. It first ripped when I was in middle school.
But still, I'm like trying to talk on my, I've never touched my earlobe with my hand while talking.
I was telling
unless
a story.
I'm being like Hulk Hogan when he does the wave.
Other than up to his ear.
Like, his ear. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm, do you want me to get her for a Q&A? Because when she was up here.
Yeah, bring her up here. I have a lot of questions.
I think we were talking about it. I think she might be able to come next week.
Love it. Okay, let's do another one here.
You ready? Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
People are asking if I sold my Bronco yet. I have not. I love my Bronco. Caitlin and I have it. We drove it up at our wedding. It's our Bronco, but I'm just saying, I'm the only one here. I love it. I would rather not sell it, but I don't. It's a 70s car. I just feel like when something is not right and it's so easy to fix, I don't even know how to fix it. And that somebody else could probably get a lot of use out of it, and we could use the space. So, but I have not sold it. People are like, how much? I'm not doing like what Lunchbox does when he puts his list out and people send him groceries.
Yes.
Whenever we list it, we'll list it and sell it, but I probably won't talk about it on the air.
Someone could offer you, because it's Bobby Bones, you could sign it. You would make more money.
Oh, totally. Sign the steering wheel? Oh, yeah.
Sign the seat?
Add a couple thousand to it.
And put my butt was here? No. I mean, hilarious.
That's funny. That's it. Okay, let's do this.
You ready? Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
All right, so this is a segment where, does anybody else need any updates on anything before we wrap it up? Is there anything from anyone else?
I have one for Lunchbox.
Go ahead.
Has he sold his car yet?
No. When we get back.
You trashed it.
No, Vegas. He didn't want to do anything.
Yeah, when we get back from Vegas, then it'll be next step of get it to another repair shop and see if they can fix it. Tell me how much it's going to be. And then that's when we decide. Me, myself, and I decide, do I want to pay for it, or is it time to look for a new car?
I like how we both, because when I said my Bronco, it's actually Caitlin and my Bronco, and I wanted to make sure that I was like, sorry, it's both of our Bronco. And then he goes, I want to make sure everybody knows it's just me.
Yeah. That's my car. I pay for it. I paid for all of it, and I own it outright. My car.
Okay. Anybody else have anything they want to know, updates, or want to give one? Okay, good. That's it. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. A few months ago, my boyfriend of 2 years and I broke up. We were split up for more than 2 months. And during that time, I made out with a guy. My boyfriend and I got back together a few weeks ago, and I think the time apart was good for us. I know he was out with a couple of girls, but you know what? I haven't asked him about it. The thing is, he knows the guy that I made out with, and they do not like each other. I'm afraid that he's going to find out about me getting with this other guy. Should I try to cut this off at the pass? Should I tell him, or just wait and see what happens? Signed, guilty girlfriend.
But,
we're on a break.
But
I think it's more than that. Right. It's with like his arch enemy.
Right. Yeah. That's rough.
Yeah, what do you think there?
I don't know. Wait it out. Maybe he'll never find out.
Oof.
Or get ahead of it. Shoot. I keep going back and forth in my head each time. But I guess when in doubt, go ahead and...
Don't say anything.
Just say it.
That's what she's going. She's going with that.
Here's the thing. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen. What would be the easiest thing to do is to not say anything. And just be like, if it boils up and I'll deal with it. However, if it's a dude that your boyfriend does not like and they just have beef that still exists, that other dude's going to let him know. Somehow, because he didn't like him.
I think so.
So you got the problem is you're just now back and he's going to get really upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of a no-win situation. And you didn't do anything wrong, but you should have thought about it before you did it. You did nothing wrong, but you should have thought about it because once you do that, it's hard to go back.
So do you gamble?
If it's at this point, well, I'd be a terrible criminal because let's say I robbed a bank. And nobody knew it was me, but they were investigating it. They're trying to figure it out. I'd be nervous. Every cop around all the time was coming to arrest me.
Oh, yeah.
That I wouldn't be able to sleep. So only because I wouldn't be good at wondering if they knew, I would tell them. Not because it's an honesty thing. I didn't do anything wrong. But I think because what I could not handle is going, okay, do they know? Okay. Oh, did you get a DM? I would have to say something. And I would go and I would just rip the Band-Aid off and deal with it as fast and as hard as possible and then be done with it one way or the other. Because you're always going to be nervous about them finding out. Because if I was that dude who made out with you and you're back with that other dude I don't like, I'd for sure let it be known.
You would?
Yeah,
how old
yeah.
are we?
Who cares?
Like, okay.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I still think wiener jokes are funny.
Okay.
And my wife's like, are you ever going to grow out of that? I am not.
Yeah. I feel like let people
it's
be.
It'd be weird if you're 90 telling wiener jokes. Though,
it'd be right. funny again, even funnier. Like a cycle. I would just tell them hard and quick, don't beat around the bush. But like, hey, we're broken up. I made out with Chris.
Yeah.
I hate it about me. I'm stupid.
Chris!
Yes. And then just deal with it. And he's going to get mad. And he's going to go, I don't even know if we want to be together. That's going to happen anyway.
Hope for the best, though. Maybe he'll be like, oh, well, guess what?
So did I. And then yeah. it's all weird.
Yes. I made out with Rachel. You're
no, no, no. Yeah. He made out with Chris, too. And then it's all. Dude. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good luck with that. I'm not a big honesty's the best policy all the time guy.
Oh.
Not all the time. Because sometimes it's not the best policy. But because I would not be able to handle wondering if I was going to be found out the whole time. I'm an honesty right now guy. Let him know. Deal with it. He's going to find out sooner or later. The end. Thank you. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
By the way, been getting asked a lot. We put $20 in the green room when Dan and Shay were here. And it's still there. Nobody stole the $20.
Oh,
so they passed the honesty challenge.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Dan and Shay and Dan and Shay's people passed the honesty challenge. And every guest that comes in, we put $20 and we hide it in their room where you can see it. But do we want to see if somebody steals it? And Dan and Shay did not. Up this week, Kane Brown.
Ooh.
Oh.
Up next week, I think Darius is coming in.
Oh, Darius.
Oh, we got it. We're just going to see what happens. And if somebody's, maybe they needed it, you know?
It's so dumb.
Mm-hmm. So let's now, and I hesitated doing this segment for this reason, but I think we're going to spill the tea.
Oh, boy.
I know. Here we go.
Let's spill the tea.
So this, it's just the same song, different verse, but I don't know the exact details about this. So the person spilling the tea is Morgan.
Oh, Morgan.
And who are you spilling it on?
I mean, obviously Lunchbox.
Okay.
Anything you want to confess beforehand?
No, man, I have no idea.
All right. Morgan, go ahead.
So we have an event coming up with St. Jude called Country Cares, where the show got invited to go. All of us individually did.
Amy, and you know what this is?
I feel like I think I know what she's going to say, and I also was like, what? Seriously?
So this is a real thing. Okay, go ahead.
So they sent us an email. It was like, hey, please fill this out and send it back to us because they're going to pay for our hotel and stuff for us to stay. Lunchbox responds to this and says, I need a limo to pick me up. I need a flight from Nashville to Memphis. And I would like an extra stay at the hotel so my family can come.
That's what I knew about was the staying through Sunday, which is not necessary. And he's like, just so they can go out and enjoy the town and explore.
So the hospital's already paying for you to stay. How many nights?
Yeah, like three nights. Okay. Two or three nights.
And so you said you wanted them to pay for another night so your family could stay?
Yeah. So my wife and kids are going to go also, and we're going to be staying at the hotel. And since I'm going to be busy doing the St. Jude stuff, I won't be able to have family time. And since we are going to be there, I said, why would we come back that day? I need an extra night at the hotel so the rest of that Saturday and during the day Sunday, we can go out and do family stuff in Memphis.
Why don't you pay for it?
Well, no, I'm going to help them out. I'm going to their event.
It's done on Saturday.
Right, exactly.
Just drive home. You'll see the family right after that.
No.
Why do you need a flight, by the way?
Oh, it's just easier to get there.
It's a two-hour drive, like two and a half hours.
Yeah, it's two and a half hours. I've done it three times this year already.
Yeah. I'm just seeing if
by the time you go to the airport and you wait an hour.
Guess what? Don't care. I don't got to drive.
And you fly, and then you get out of the airport and drive. It's almost the same time.
And you know what you get? Frequent flyer miles. That's another perk.
Those frequent ones.
You got to think about that.
And then you want a limo?
Yeah. I was saying, I said a limo to and from like my hotel to St. Jude. Like that way when people like.
Is this a joke?
No, I swear this is an actual email he sent back to St. Jude.
As a joke? As a bit.
Like, not even just to Scuba Steve either. Like, to the St. Jude people.
Scuba, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Do you think it was a bit, or you think he was serious?
I think he was serious because he did want to spend time with his family, and he thinks they have one of those services like MGM where they pick you up in a limo back and forth.
Oh, he wanted like a St. Jude limo card.
Yeah.
Or the hotel maybe would have a car service for him. But there's other people that are going there that are like massive A-listers. I think Brothers Osborne's going to be there, a bunch of performers and other talent.
Oh, calm down. A-listers. That's not A-list.
Okay.
What are you?
Probably B-list.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand.
Don't you think this is a little much to ask for a hospital? For anybody?
Because no one gets a bill when you go to St. Jude. So,
That's the family.
They provide lodging. Oh, so, boy. My family's going to be there.
No,
so,
that's for kids with cancer.
I understand. But I am going there and I raise a lot of money for St. Jude.
You do?
Yeah. Every year. I do a telethon and we have people call in.
He's getting mad.
And so, I don't see what is wrong with asking for an extra night at the hotel so we can make a weekend and family trip out of it.
Why don't you just pay for the extra night?
Well, because why would I pay for it when I can get it for free?
But you can't get it for free unless you ask.
Exactly. So you never know unless you ask. So sorry, be mad at me because I'm resourceful and I have the guts to say, hey, hook me up with a free night at the hotel.
And a limo. And a flight. Why everybody else drives.
Yeah. So I don't understand. I don't understand what is wrong with asking. You always say, if you don't ask, you don't know. If you don't ask,
I don't.
I never heard you say that.
If you don't ask,
Scuba, what did you think of these requests?
If you don't ask.
The flight thing is crazy because I looked at it myself just out of curiosity. You don't even go. There's no directs to Memphis. You have to fly up to like Minnesota and then have a connecting flight to go down to Memphis. It's like a 7-hour travel. It doesn't make any sense.
But I ain't gotta drive.
Exactly. And I get the frequent flyer miles.
Here's the thing. If you don't ask, you don't give them the chance to say yes. That's the rules in life.
And do you think they're just itching to say yes to something?
Heck yeah.
Well, so far they have said yes to his extra night stay. So he is going to be able to stay through Sunday.
Yeah, they did.
Exactly.
Wow.
Like that. Check me out in Memphis. Spending the night for free. Bring the family.
Well, like that $100 to go to St. Jude.
It feels a little grody. But
it's
more than
$100.
Yeah. Is everybody staying at like the Peabody or something?
Whoa, you ain't got to stay in my hotel there, man. I don't need people showing up.
No one's going to show up.
Yeah.
My safety.
I think you're pretty good.
Yeah, right. Because then now they know I'm staying through Sunday.
Was it St. Jude where he stole the backpacks from?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, maybe I'll wear one of my St. Jude backpacks.
Just to rub it in?
Yeah, just say, hey, remember this one, guys?
Maybe you should wear two. One in the front, like a papoose, and one in the back. And be like, oh, I got two.
No, he can just, like, all of his family, they all roll up with their St. Jude bags.
Good point. Okay. Anybody else taking their family on the hospital trip? Because it's to go and learn about what the hospital's doing new. It's to go and be in an event or two. It's not really a family.
Yeah. No, my family's not going to be at the hospital events. They're not going to that. They'll be chilling at the hotel, enjoying the luxuries of the unnamed hotel. Got a heated pool.
Dang.
Got some wildlife.
Yeah, ducks go up and down the elevator.
Oh!
At this unnamed hotel.
Sorry. Don't name it again.
It's only the signature thing. Don't name it.
Okay. Morgan, I did not know that was happening. Thank you for sharing that
with
me.
You're welcome.
All right.
Wait, hold up. But we need to address one more thing about like how he handles expenses for the weekend. Because he's going to try to turn in to iHeart an
expense. Sunday trips, too.
Oh, yeah. His food for him and
family. Oh,
family.
Yeah.
No.
It's a work trip.
But the family's not supposed to go. Mm-hmm. You're taking them on your own. So work is not going to pay for your family's food for the nights they're there.
Okay.
You probably have to stay within whatever the per diem is, right?
I don't know what it is.
Per diem. I don't know what per diem you're on. I'm on $1,000 a day.
$1,000?
It's like
$70 or $90 if you're like in California.
Thank you, Ray. Close that tea up. There you go.
Let's spill the tea.
So crazy.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a group of middle school students in Louisville, Kentucky, and every morning they wait for about an hour and a half for the bus to show up at a little bus stop. But there's no really bus stop. There's no bench. There's nowhere to sit. So they usually just sit in the ground, the wet ground or whatever, put their backpacks down. Well, I guess someone noticed because the kids went off for Labor Day weekend. When they came back on Tuesday, guess what? A stranger had made a bench.
Wow.
They just went over the weekend, made a bench themselves, and they wrote a sign on it and said, take a seat and have a good day at school. And the kids are like, who did this? No clue.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture. I don't even know that I would notice. If a bunch of kids were just standing there at a bus stop, I wouldn't even be like, oh, those poor kids can't sit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But somebody did.
Like,
and it's a pretty good bench. I'm looking at it.
Is it?
They didn't just toss this thing together. No. They're like cushion on it, but what's it going to do in the rain then?
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
So now we need somebody to donate a shelter. Roof, like a little. Roof. Little yes.
Somebody do
that's
this,
pretty
please.
Cool, though. They just saw that and did it.
I love that.
And anonymously. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in Hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in Hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
I love this band. Their name is Need to Breathe. You may know them from this song called Multiplied.
God of mercy, sweet love of mine.
Or Testify.
Give me your heart, give me your song, sing me with all your might.
They have a new album out called Caves. They're going on the Caves World Tour. Also, what's cool is Judah from Judah and the Lion is here too. And here's a clip of Judah and the Lion taking on back.
Did I take it all back? Take it all back.
All right, let's go.
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Need to Breathe.
First time these guys have been in the studio. You guys clap your hands for Need to Breathe. Woo! What up, guys? Thank you guys for being here. Man, this is super cool for me because I am a big fan. So let me ask very generic, basic questions, Bear, if you're cool with that.
I'd love it.
Okay. Need to Breathe in all caps. Why?
Marketing. No, we thought it looked good at the beginning, and then we realized on all the festival posters that we looked bigger than everybody else, and so we kept it.
That is smart.
Right? Yeah.
Once on a comedy record, Eddie and I, we did a record, and we called it The Critics Give It 5 Stars. That was the title of the record, because we thought that people would see it and go, well, if the critics give it 5 stars, we should listen to it. Yeah, I like that. Okay, that's number one. Question number two, why no spaces in Need to Breathe?
I think it was just a thing. They look better on the T-shirt that way. And it was back in like emo time also, because it was like, you know, so at least we didn't do a different spelling or something.
Wait, were you
cheesy like that?
Yeah, two. Like, need to breathe.
Need T-W-O.
It wasn't.
Were you ever emo?
Not really. But people, when we just rock at that time, it was like My Chemical Romance and all that kind of, everybody was like, thought that's what you had to be. But no, I don't think we were.
Do you ever wear makeup to perform?
Once on accident. The first video we shot in LA, we all like,
mistake.
Yeah, they literally brought this person in. You know, I was like, you look great. It was like, everybody does eyeliner. We're like, everybody? And then we got the video back and we were like, oh no, like that's, our parents are not going to let us come home.
And by everybody, they meant just My Chemical Romance. Obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Exactly. You guys put out the record, The Cave. So tell me, because I know it's a track, but why that? Caves. Yeah.
I think it's the way the record felt to us. We went away both times in the studio where we kind of just like disappeared for a while. And I feel like that's what we're trying to do with songs. We're trying to go through things that maybe people want to move on from. And so we spent a little bit of time that year, as always gaining like 20 pounds when I'm, you know, trying to write a record because of that. It feels like you're just very insular and spending time with the subconscious things and all that. And then when you come out of it, it's very freeing. It feels like, okay, we've dealt with all that. We can move on now. And that's a lot what I feel like the record feels like to me, you know, a little celebration of that moment.
The record, again, called Caves. And if I'm correct here, you wrote it or maybe recorded it in two parts. Like you went to Utah and did some, and then you were out with One Republic for a while as well. Does it sound different? Does it feel different when you hear it back based on where you were in your life, either all together in Utah or on the road?
I think it does in the sense like, I mean, we've been a band for a long time. Obviously, it's been over 20 years. At the beginning, you're in a van. We were around each other all the time, 24/7. And you're having all these conversations that we don't get to have as much anymore, it feels like, now that everybody has their own lives and lives in different places. So I feel like it's really important for us to get in that room and just kind of do life together a little bit. You know what I mean? Figure out what kind of record we want to make and all that. So the record feels very intentional. I don't know if we were as much as we thought we would be, but listening back, that's a feeling I get, a very thankful feeling that we still get to do this. And that's actually how we feel.
When you perform, you go pretty hard. You
know, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a total sweaty.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a game. It reminds me of what I would hear about Angus from AC/DC. He would go and perform a whole show and he'd lose like 10 pounds every show because he was just going so hard. Do you feel like at the end of it, you need like a banana? Like after a marathon?
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not good unless you sweat into your boots. Mm-hmm. But that's some of that's from the football days too. It's just like the feeling of like losing yourself in it. I mean, I feel like the 2 hours go by incredibly quick for me, especially on good nights. You know what I mean? It's just like you blink and then it's over and you're drenched and just feels like you gave yourself to it.
Judas here from Judah and the Lion. Judah, what's good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too.
So how do you know these guys? How'd this come together?
Well, these guys were heroes of mine, growing up.
Were. Then he got to know you know? Yeah.
Now turn into brothers, friends. We're going on tour together this fall, starting next month. So it's all really exciting for me.
It's two very intense bands, vocalists, sounds, like in the best way. Because like, Judah, you go hard too. Like we play at the house and it's take it all back, take it all. Like that's the jam. Like when you finish, I assume you're pretty wore out too, right? Because you go hard, you take it seriously.
Yeah, I relate to the sweat for sure.
And so when you do a song together, Bear, do you go, all right, we got the song, we think you'd be great on it, or do you write it with someone in mind?
Luckily, I mean, this time we both were talking about doing one, and he sent me an idea at first, and he told me the story. I don't want to steal the story, really, but he told me that they saw us, or he saw us when he was in college at Belmont here in Nashville, and like went back and was like, I want to make a band. and I didn't know that. I've known him for a long time. I didn't know that part of it. And so he sent this thing about Dreams Come True was the name of the title. And it was about really about them going on tour with us. And we sort of messed with that a little bit. Like maybe we can write that kind of thing. Then it felt weird for us to be saying that in a song. So it's like, you know what I mean? So then it became like, what if this was about our fan bases and the careers that we've gotten to have? And because we have similar fans in that way. They're just like from the first song all the way to the end, they're singing every word, and it feel very lucky for that. So yeah, he started it, and then we just worked. We sent a bunch of ideas back and forth before we landed on the final music thing.
So Judah, these guys were so good. You were so inspired that you saw the performance. You thought, man, I need to do this with some folks.
Yeah, and I was kind of like freshman year at Belmont, just kind of, you know, going to school for songwriting and music, also playing baseball. And I was kind of at that point for me, it was like where I was choosing between baseball and music, and not that I was like that good at baseball, but at the time I thought that I might, you know, go for it. And I saw them on their Outsiders tour, and yeah, just like the influence that they've had on us is just like that. We had kind of started dabbling in like with playing the music with mandolin and banjo, and to see how upfront that was with this like Southern rock sound, and me being kind of a Middle Tennessee boy, I just kind of like really related to the message and just the attitude behind it. And yeah, so it was like so influential, like with our kind of first writing days and kind of branching out and being able to, I guess, really believe in ourselves in that way.
And what's cool, what I'm proud of, they'd never met till today. I had them meet right here in the studio on the stage.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
It's really exciting for me to bring them together. Yes, yes. So the album is Caves. This is Dreams with Judah from Judah and the Lion. Whenever you guys are ready. Holy crap, come on. That was awesome.
Wow.
Man, sometimes people come in here and they suck. That was the opposite of that.
Wow.
That was good. Like close to one of the best ever.
Yeah. I mean, really, we don't say that. Our audience knows we don't do that. And I have like a little code words I say to my audience when somebody's not that good. I did not say any of them during this. This is that was awesome, guys. Seriously. Wow. Okay.
Can you reveal like what a code word is?
I do on my stand-up act, but I won't hear. Okay. Yeah, I do, but I don't do it here. But it wasn't any of that. Yeah. That, woo. Okay, let me say this. If you like that, the tour, tickets are on sale now. They went on sale Friday, which was the 22nd. But Judah and the Lion, the Caves World Tour, I guess the new dates went on sale with this. So you guys go and go to the freaking concert. Holy crap. Are you guys that good in concert?
It'll be better.
Oh.
It'll be better, yeah.
There's no way I don't believe it.
Yeah,
that was really good.
That was really good,
thanks,
yeah.
Man.
NeedToBreathe.com with Judah and the Lion. The new dates just went on sale, but there are dates. I mean, you guys are doing a lot of shows. Judah's got to go to the airport. You got to go.
Very important person.
Yes, yes.
he's got to get to his jet.
He's like, you need to get me out of here immediately.
Yeah.
He's got a Pilates class in New York.
Hey, we get it, man. You got places to go, people to see.
Judah.
You got to go find the lion.
Go to yeah. Michael Jackson.
We have, Judah and I just realized, I think we have matching rings on. Do you have the star ring in silver? Okay.
Very nice.
Wow.
What time is your flight there? You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll be
good.
Fine.
It's all a hot yoga session on the jet.
Got it. Okay. He wants catering to be warm on the plane, so we got to get him out of here. So Need to Breathe will stay in studio. Judah will go. Limo ready outside, guys? Warm?
It's been waiting.
Okay, just making sure. NeedToBreathe.com with Judah and the Lion and all these shows. You guys go see them live.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
Man, that last performance was so good. Need to Breathe in studio right now. Now, here's the deal. They're all here. Bear is the lead singer, named after Bear Bryant, by the way.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun fact.
Well, I already knew it.
You knew that from
the... We did an hour together on the Bobbycast, right. So I got to know them pretty well. And they're going on the road. You guys go to needtobreathe.com to watch them. They're so good. They have a new record out called Caves that's out right now. It just came out. Here they are. Need to Breathe.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Need to Breathe.
Hey, Bear, let me ask you a question about your performances on stage. When did you feel comfortable, like, dancing? Dancing's a weird thing for a front man to do.
Yeah.
And not that you're doing routines, but you got to, like, feel the music. Like, what is your dance style?
I was really into Milli Vanilli when I was a kid.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like, you know, you got to really feel comfortable.
Yeah, that it's weird. I mean, because early on we were very like strict rock and roll band. Like you play guitar on every song. You don't leave the microphone. You don't talk a lot, you know. And then we, you know, you just realize you get bigger rooms. You can't really relate to people if you don't do it. We went out with Taylor Swift, you know, 12 years ago or something like that, and did all these arenas and stadiums. And that was probably the first time where we would look back at the video that they mm-hmm. shot and it'd just be like her face. It's like, wow, we're pretty intense and boring to watch in that way. So we had to develop like, you know, that thing. Cause really you're just trying to get the music across and have a relationship with the audience and make it feel like it's a push and pull, you know? And, so that's where it comes from. And I've just gotten less, I don't know, self awareness or maybe more self, I don't know what it is. It's like, it's just really fun.
And you'll like have, I mean, you'll kind of just go with the music now more than I think sure. ever before. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no doubt. The biggest thing obvious is like, whatever, if you're having fun, the audience is. And the more I see people, I saw Pearl Jam not that long ago and I was like, it's incredible. The audience is totally into it. There's hardly any production. It's not a bunch of lights and all that. It's just the band likes playing their music and everybody likes hearing it. And that seems simple, but it's what we're going for, you know.
Dang. When you start a show, do you guys do everybody put your hands in, 1, 2, 3,
we
like
do.
A champion? What do you guys say?
We say Joy Boys.
Do you really say that? I don't know what to do.
We really do.
I'm confused on my reaction here.
Is that a joke? Is that,
you know, I don't know, so I'll just freeze them out and stare
really,
at them.
Yeah. It used to be very violent. It was like, you know, kick their butts in the face or mm-hmm. something like that. And then it got to be, we're like, well, let's just have a reminder of like, I had this dream literally. I woke up and I thought I was brilliant when I woke up. And I told the band, I was like, this will be really inspiring. We'll put our hands in, we'll say Joy Boys. And they all laughed. And now we do it just to make us laugh. And like, just remember that we get to do this. It's not something you get to, you know, you can earn.
So if I would have laughed then, you would have been cool.
Yep.
But because
happy.
I was scared to laugh
I like how you played
now
it.
Now we're going to
very diplomatic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What I'll do, sometimes what I'll do too is if I'm interviewing somebody and not you guys because you guys are nice and personable, but especially if I want something, I'll just stare and be quiet and I'm okay with uncomfortable. And people will then feel like they need to talk. So when he said Joy Boys, as you saw my face, I did nothing. I just stared at him. Like, I was like, okay. I'm going to let him give me my next move. So the new record, Caves. So how much of this new stuff are you playing on the road? Do you switch it up? Are you playing some new, some nights, some
There's
new
probably,
different nights?
Probably 7 or 8 of the new ones. And then we have a place in the show where we can play a different song every night, you know, on the acoustic set. It's easier. So we'll end up playing all the songs from the record over the tour, but we always do that. I mean, our fans want to hear the new stuff. They've seen us a bunch of times. We're not like the don't play the hits band either, though. We love doing that. So it's a lot of, I mean, it's tough. It's 9 albums and you're doing a 2-hour set. So it's like 30 some songs maybe. And it starts with like 80 on the list and you got to get it down to 30. So it's difficult, but probably, I don't know, 6 or 7.
Do you have different set lists that are already complete though? We're going to do this set list tonight. Then we go to, let's go to set list B, or do you just switch it out one at a time?
We try to keep it in blocks, if that makes, this is nerdy, but 4 or 5 song blocks that go together because the flow of them, keys, you know, the way that, so we probably flip out the blocks or move them around like that, like little pieces.
It's like Legos.
Yeah. It's a very Joy Boy thing to do, if I'm being honest, you know?
Totally.
That's extremely Joy Boy about you guys, and I like that. 1, 2, 3 Joy Boy, you know?
Yeah.
So, The record again called Caves. Okay, would you guys play West Texas Wind? Is that cool?
We'd love to.
All right, here they are. Need to Breathe, everybody. Let's go. Ooh. That almost makes me emotional. It was so good. And we get people playing in here all the time, but that's special, guys. Seriously. It's one of the best performances we've ever had.
Oh, you know.
For sure.
I felt it.
Holy crap. Let me say this. Caves, the album is out. Just came out. They're on tour with Judah and the Lion. You guys can go to needtobreathe.com. I would tell everybody they're so good live, but I feel like we're cool on that.
You heard that.
Yeah, we're cool. I mean, they just heard that. But man, let me tell you, that is something else. I become a bit jaded doing this because I have really, I mean, it's the land of giants. The city is the land of giants. Yeah. And every once in a while, you meet the big jolly green. That's you guys today. Holy moly. Oh, people, go watch you guys live. Check out the new record. And I don't know. Anything you want to say?
I don't know. It's really powerful. I feel like if you go to one of the shows, it'd probably be such a release for so many people. I mean, like you said in the blocks, I assume like the highs and the lows. I could picture myself literally.
But was that a high or a low? Like,
right.
I felt both.
I felt both too. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I would leave a show and be very therapeutic, but like fun. Therapeutic. Yeah. Yeah. Fun, memorable, yeah. Therapeutic. Well, but also, okay, on your bicep, are those jorts?
These are jean shorts. Yes, they are.
Okay. Jorts. They're back in style now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's I had a therapy session where a guy was like went through this thing. And he was like going back to old memories, some bad ones at first, but then it was a good one. He was like, "What was the best memory you can remember?" I'm like 8 years old. He's like, "What are you wearing in there?" I'm like, "Jean shorts, no shirt." And as soon as I said that out loud, I was like, "I'm getting a jean shorts tattoo." Mm. And so yeah.
Hey, Lunchbox, how fast do you think Barry could run the 40 back in the day?
Sizing him up right
he's
now.
He's looking at me.
Yeah, he's not very tall, so I don't know.
He's easily 6 foot.
6 feet even. Yeah.
Well, sitting on a chair, he doesn't look very tall.
Okay, fair.
Because that guy next to him is really tall.
Or it's a short torso?
Yeah,
yeah, right. It's like,
what do you think?
What is that?
6 seconds.
A 6:40.
Yeah, like a 5'6".
Oh, a 5'6". Oh. Yeah. Got it. Barrett, at your fastest, what could you run a 40?
4.38.
So he played wide receiver. I mean, he was...
Dude, what?
He was legit wide receiver in college, like setting records and stuff.
South Carolina Player of the Year.
Where'd you play college
at? I played at Furman. Yeah, the Wonder High School, yeah.
Okay.
So what, you want to apologize?
No, I don't want to apologize for anything.
Okay, I like it. All right, there we have it.
Who does?
Yeah, exactly.
Like what?
Needtobreathe.com. The record is Caves. Guys, thank you so much for giving us some of your time and some of your music. That was really fantastic. All right, there they are. Need to Breathe, everybody. Nice job, guys. Thank you. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Morning, studio. I am listening to your guys' post show about a possible Bobby Bones show cruise that you guys talked about back in July. We all love your show. They do two-night, three-day cruises all the time. You guys could do a Bobby Bones show cruise in that time and do like Yoki and Easy Trivia and all the things that you guys do on the show. Just do the show in different parts on the cruise. How amazing. And I would absolutely pay as much as I needed to attend that.
This is no strategy of mine to build up a cruise. I still don't think we'll do one, but I've been open a little bit to it. The two things that listeners have been talking to me most about, if I see them when I'm touring or see them just out somewhere, they want to talk about, are you doing a cruise and how's your butt? Or
there you go.
Or people were like, I have a hemorrhoid and nobody ever talks about it and normalizes it. And I'm like, wow. And it's an awkward conversation for me to get in right then.
Huh.
Because it's easy for me to do like this.
You can do a show and tell on the cruise.
Interesting.
The butt?
Yeah.
Should we bring a butt doctor? Yeah.
Dr. Royd? Mm-hmm. Is there a hemorrhoid specific, or is that just like a proctologist?
I don't know.
We're not there yet, but we are definitely...
We're close, though.
No, we're not close. But we're considering it. I was also told by somebody at the company, don't do it.
Really?
Because I'm going to be miserable.
They probably get seasick. That's why.
Yeah.
Here is Alexandra.
Good morning. I have a morning corning for Amy. Why don't you listen to an Unsharpened Pencil's jokes? Because they are pointless.
Boom, shakalaka.
That's good.
There you go. Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Californians may want to start stocking up on Skittles because the new bill reached the governor's desk and it's just waiting for a signature, which it's called the California...
No, don't tell people stock up because aren't they saying don't eat it because there's like a poison...
I think that's
I remember
it.
The story. It's like Skittles and like the coloring or something has some kind of bad...
Yeah, because they're banned other places like... They're already banned in Europe. And they're...
They want to start stocking up on cigarettes because they're going to put a label on them.
There's some food additives that are questionable. They're believed to be hazardous and possibly carcinogenic. And
surprises is not political. We support Skittles. Oh. They turn everything. Everything's turned political by everybody. But yes, I don't know. I like Skittles, but I don't love them enough to care.
Right. Somehow my daughter saw one of these stories about Skittles and she told me the other day she had this big proclamation. She's like, I quit eating Skittles. And then she was like, hey, when you're in the gas station, can you get me a Mountain Dew? I was like, I don't know what's in that. Like,
Yellow 5, you know what that does.
What?
They just told boys that.
What is...
That's what I've always blamed it on.
Oh. Because you loved Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I drink like 3 liters a day.
Yellow 5, though.
Yeah, I know. All right, what else you got?
Okay, so your smartwatch, especially if it has like a rubber band, do you ever wash it? Clean it with like a Clorox wipe or something, because there's this whole story about how...
I don't.
Yeah. Most people don't. So you're not alone. A report said that 95% of people are like, yeah, I don't really clean it. But if you work out a lot, the tests were showing that staph was on the watches And if you handle animals, traces of E. coli.
Both.
Yeah.
I work out and handle animals. Sometimes I work out with animals.
And the rubber and the plastic, those harbor more bacteria than the metal ones.
That's a great point. Never thought about it. I've seen people take their watches, like if they have a watch that's not a smart watch. Let's say they have like a Timex or whatever, a Rolex or a Bolex or any kind of X. Any watch. They've taken their watch and on the backside of it, they've put their smart watch. So on the band. So they can wear both, so they can still monitor like their vitals and stuff.
Interesting.
Oh.
So they can still wear their watch that they like, but they've had that smart, because it can like hop on your wrist. I don't know how it tells all the stuff, but it's like a double watch, which I thought was pretty cool. I haven't done that, but I thought it was pretty cool. I don't wash my watch band either, which is, I'm disgusting. I wash my credit cards. I don't wash my watch band.
Yeah. Well, now you do.
I hate me.
Yeah. And the easy fix is just, you know, Lysol, Clorox, whatever, alcohol wipe, something like that. So Kane Brown talked about how he had imposter syndrome when he first started playing large venues. He overcame it when he performed at Fenway Park because he felt like he actually belonged there. But he did a whole sit down with Will Geist for Sunday Sit Down on NBC. And they were talking about
that. You call him Will Geist or Willie?
Oh, sorry, Willie Geist.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah. I know Willie Geist.
No,
they're close.
I didn't know if maybe that was like a daytime version of Willie. Willie was Will in daytime.
It's so weird. Like, I thought I said Willie, but I said Will.
Yeah, Kane will be on the show tomorrow for a little Friday sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With Bob.
No, I don't like that.
Don't That's do that.
I don't like that, no.
And he'll be at our iHeart Festival.
Mm-hmm. Sure will.
Yeah, lots of Kane.
Yeah, lots of Kane. Kane's awesome. Pickle fries, man, they're awesome. They have made their return to Sonic for a limited time. Crunchy dill pickles fried to crispy perfection. You know, I like pickles. Like, if I keep some in the refrigerator, every once in a while I get into them. I just eat a pickle. I like pickles fine. And I like pickles okay when they're slight. I love pickle fries. I love fried pickles, pickle fries.
Yeah, they're really good.
Oh, and at Sonic, they're the best. So you can get them served with a side of ranch. The perfect snack or savory side for pickle fans.
Okay, see, I'm not a pickle fan.
I'm a pickle fan, though.
I'm not. I hate pickles, but I like fried pickles.
It's like I hate onions.
Yeah.
And I can eat an onion ring if it's really cooked.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. I hate peanut butter, but I can eat peanuts and butter.
See, now I feel like I finally relate to what you're saying about peanut butter, because I have like a strong dislike of pickles, like, ugh. But then fried, no problem.
The pickle fries are awesome at Sonic. So pair your pickle fries with the classic Sonic cheeseburger, make it a meal, enjoy it as a snack, or have it with a drink, or have it with a dinner, or do like I did. I had them for breakfast the other morning. Got a bunch up here. I just ate pickle fries all morning. All right, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a program in Montgomery, Alabama, and with the YMCA, they're helping people. It's called Brown Bag Bus. And so what's happening is they have turned these old buses into a way to deliver meals to kids who can't get to grocery stores, have food insecurity, can't have healthy food either. And so over 500 kids in these Montgomery school districts are benefiting from this. The bus drives around. It's basically like the ice cream truck.
That's cool.
But healthier. So maybe not as exciting to the kid at first.
They have music.
Hey, but food.
Way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know they have music unless it's like Whitesnake on the radio. Here I come again on my own.
The bus 80s. Driver,
yeah. The program's all about children. Every lunch they distribute has a vegetable, fruit, protein, carton of milk. They even deliver on holidays. So the communities come together to raise money for it. They have people that drive the buses. They even pay people that drive the buses so they also can work. It's a really cool program that the YMCA is doing down in Montgomery, Alabama. I just wanted to do a little highlight of that. So appreciate you guys. Keep it up. Hopefully other communities can hear and learn from this and do the same. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons.
for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.